Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. That sounds pretty harsh. You know, so should we just dismiss this saying? You know, because it doesn't sound very compassionate? Actually, it is very compassionate. Consider this. If you had a three-year-old child playing near a busy street, which is the more compassionate thing to do? To say nothing so you don't hurt their feelings, or to warn them of the danger? Hopefully you agree that warning your child is the more compassionate thing to do. Jesus is not warning his listeners because of harshness, but out of concern that they were not significantly focused on taking the path leading to God. I know there's a temptation, a hope, to think that Jesus is exaggerating, but consider a couple of biblical data points. When God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, how many people were saved? Only four. After God led the Israelites out of Egypt, of those who actually walked through the Red Sea, how many of them entered the Promised Land? Only two. Maybe Jesus is not exaggerating about the narrow gate. Today's gospel certainly does not give us the impression that heaven is something that almost everybody enters. Now, I don't know. You know, thankfully, Jesus is the judge, and we believe that mercy is his greatest attribute. We know what he did for us on the cross, but maybe, this may sound like a crazy idea, maybe heaven is a place for people who live like they want to go there. How often do we hear at funerals, "Oh, Uncle Homer was a good person"? What does that mean? The question I want to ask is, did Uncle Homer live like he wanted to go to heaven? We heard in the gospel, "Lord, open the door for us. We ate and drank in your company." And he will reply, "I do not know where you are from." Just knowing about Jesus and being familiar with him may not be enough. Is it enough just to come to Mass on Sundays? Is it enough to go to Mass and pray occasionally at home? Or does the weight of the Gospels and the Epistles and the examples of the apostles and saints maybe suggest that something more is expected? Which answer are you betting on? Today's gospel makes me ask, does my life, does the way I spend my time and money indicate a lifestyle of the few or the many? That's an important question, because today's gospel suggests that only a few people succeed, that many will attempt and will fail because they are not strong enough. And how many are not even trying? Those times when I take on a new ministry or make a change in my spiritual life, I would like to tell you that I always do it because of my love for God. But the reality is, sometimes I do it because it's in the narrow path, because I don't want to be among those who are not strong enough. So what is an essential characteristic or understanding of the person striving to enter the narrow path? The Bible and the lives of the saints give us the same answer. It is imitating Jesus, especially in his laying down his life for others. Imitating Jesus, especially in laying down our lives for others. That's why it's the narrow path. Those seeking God routinely set aside what they want for the good of others, and for that which is more important. Those seeking God routinely choose God over other things, over the opinions and the acceptance of the world. And yet, even as we choose other things before God, God is still choosing us. At one of the climaxes of the Mass, Jesus says to the priest, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." That is a very marital thing to say. What do I mean by that? It's something that spouses say to each other. For those of you who are married, when you exchanged your vows on your wedding date, in effect, you said, "This is my body, which will be given up for you. This is my life, which will be laid down for you." Now look at what happens in the Mass at consecration. When Jesus says, "This is my body, which will be given up for you," he's not just saying it in the upper room to the apostles or to the entire church. He is saying it to you personally. He's saying it to me. It is a very marital thing that Jesus is saying to you. At the same time, though, like a spouse, he is wondering if you will say the same thing back to him. Will you make that vow? "Jesus, this is my body, which will be given up for you." It's a very intense exchange, or at least it's supposed to be. I get chills when I reflect upon it seriously. Jesus is wondering, waiting for my response. We hear this offer from Jesus, "This is my body," but have our own interests and our own activities caused us to harden our hearts? Are we too busy to encounter God in a meaningful way? Are we too concerned with the passing world to connect to the eternal God? Or are we willing to take the narrow path, which involves setting aside what we want for that which is more important? The same is true in varying degrees in other areas of our lives. We lay down our lives, or at least some part of our lives, for our spouses, for our children and grandchildren, our employers, or our studies in school. You know, for 4 years, I made an intense commitment, a laying down of my life, to become an engineer. Similar in the spiritual life, if we want to have a good family life, a good marriage, a successful career at work, we must walk the narrow road. Just as Jesus was concerned that the people of his day were not significantly focused on God, so I can tell you Father Wilson shares that same concern, that same fatherly love for this parish. That's why he's asked some of the men of this parish to offer a program for the men of this parish. It's called "That Man Is You." As a member of the core team, I can promise you that it will make each man of this parish a better husband, a better father or grandfather, and a better child of God. Are you willing to give yourself in a new way to those you love most? Are you willing to say to your grandchildren or your children, to your spouse, to your God, "This is my body. This is my time, which will be given up for you"? I know that they'll have a table outside for information and registrations after Mass. Of course, these questions are just as appropriate for the women and the youth of our parish, because there are numerous opportunities for anyone to grow in their faith, to grow in their prayer life, to grow in their relationship with their family and in their service of others. Is it difficult? I don't think so, but maybe at first. You know, as we heard in that second reading, at the time, all discipline seems a cause, not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness. What is required of us is a steady, consistent, daily commitment to imitate Jesus, a steady, consistent desire to live like we want to go to heaven, laying down our lives for each other. The road may be narrow, but since it climbs the mountain of God, there is no road more beautiful or with a better view. God has extended each of us an invitation. Let us walk together on God's narrow road.
Let us stand.